Hello, this is Peter Davison. You're listening to Gallifrey Public Radio.
I'm Willie D. Nelson from All Things Good and Nerdy, a pop culture podcast, part of the Gunna Geek Network, just like the show you're checking out now. Shows on the network are individually owned, and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other tantalizingly geeky shows at GunnaGeekNetwork.com.
You've dialed into Gallifrey Public Radio. We're a podcast dedicated to positive enjoyment of everything in the Doctor Who spectrum. Join us for weekly discussions ranging from Hartnell to Whittaker and well beyond. Your hosts are Jay Witten.
I choose Death by Scotland.
Keir Hansen.
Arun, Arun, Arun.
And Haley Malley.
Darth Vader, he's a villain, right?
We travel through classic and new Who, explore the extended Whovian universe, and play a few games from time to time if we're left unsupervised. Oh, and a word on spoilers, we do discuss recent news, content that has been officially released, and the occasional interesting rumor, but don't worry. If we look too far into the future, we'll give you fair warning.
Welcome to episode 331 of Gallifrey Public Radio, where we all consider our quips and remarks to be the epitome of wit, but it all winds up going down the tubes when they credit it to someone else. I think Oscar Wilde said that once. I'm Jay.
I'm Keir.
And I'm Haley. And this week, we're resting our interpretive brains, but testing our recall, as we bring out a game we haven't played in over 3 years. Whose line was it, anyway? It's proof that no matter how many seasons, how many writers, and how many actors, there are bound to be some characters similar along the way, and we're not just talking about iterations of Clara from Season 7A.
Well, yeah. Ooh. So we warned you all this was coming. We went back to look at some games that we had enjoyed but haven't revisited in some time, and this was one that I recall was kind of interesting because it allows us to not only see how much we were really paying attention to the nitty-gritty of the dialogue, but also where, as Haley just said, characters tend to fall into kind of some similar behavior in the way that they speak or interact. So it's kind of surprising as we put this together. We're going to play this really simply. I've got a bunch of rounds to give you a quote that could be relatively easily attributed to any number of characters. I'm going to give you guys a choice. We can either do this just as a straight up multiple choice where you'll be given, we'll say three different, characters who might have said the line and let you choose among them. Or if you want to play a sort of more of a challenging version, we can start off by you just trying to identify the character and then
the other person having a chance to steal.
Well, what about not stealing? What if it's like 2 points if you don't get the options and 1 point if you do?
I try to figure out how to do this elegantly. There's no way to do this elegantly. All right. So in any one of these, I will give you the quote. And let's say it's Haley's turn. And I give her the quote. And I don't give any indication of who the speaker was. And she takes a shot at it if she feels confident. Mm. If she gets it right, great. 2 points. If she gets it wrong, it's an immediate chance to steal on Jay's part. Again, no indication of who the character's speaking may be. If you both botch it up, that goes back to Haley, and I give you multiple choices to choose from. And we do it, so you do it like the tier one, get the gold standard for guessing it right out of the box. But then tier two, if it falls through to that, then you've got a, you get a single point if you can identify it from a multiple choice. Is that, okay. That jive?
All right.
That sounds good.
Sounds good.
All right. I am leaving it upon the two of you to do your own point scoring because I got way too many windows open right now. And the last thing I need is a pen in my hand just to screw it all.
Okay, I've got it. But we saw how well that worked last time.
Once she starts losing, she stops counting.
The honor system flies right out the window. Okay.
No, it was the rebounding thing that messed me up last time. Uh-huh. I've got it this time, though. I'm focused.
Yes, yes.
In the all zone.
Right. And we'll try as best we can to keep track of, all right, was that a 2 point gain or was that a 1 point gain? All right, so got my big oversized coin here, literally. there's your proof. It exists. Jay, I'll give you the opportunity to call it in the air, heads or tails. Call it. All right.
Tails.
It is heads. Haley, would you like to go first or second?
I would like to go first.
Learned her lesson from the last time. Okay. Okay. Haley.
I think last time I didn't understand the rules, which is why I wanted Jay to go first.
Okay. Gotcha. I will say this much. Because these quotes tend to toggle between doctor quotes and other character quotes, okay, non-doctor quotes. If it is a non-character quote, I'll let you know. If it is a doctor quote, you know you're choosing among all of the... Oh, and I forgot to clarify. This is all post-2005. These are all okay. Series 1 through 11. So all right. At least that narrows the box a little bit. But I will tell you, okay, well, we're dealing with a quote and you'll have to identify which doctor. Or I'm dealing with a non-doctor quote and you'll have to tell me who the companion or ancillary character was. Okay? It's not really a help. But
so we can't just say the doctor?
Correct. I need you to be more specific. Okay. So like for this one. So Haley, with your first option here, this is a doctor's quote. Okay? Violence doesn't end violence, it extends it. And I don't think you want to do this. I don't think you want to become that man.
I think it was the doctor.
Very good. That's worth no points.
You were on to something.
All right, I'm going to say 10.
That is incorrect. Jay, you have an opportunity to steal.
I am fairly certain that this was the 13th doctor.
Both incorrect.
Dang it.
All right.
It was 11?
It was 11.
Yeah.
All right. It was from a town called Mercy from Series 7.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I get 1 point for that?
No.
No?
This is what we need to kind of figure out here. If you both take a...
Because the doctors, there's only...
Yeah. If you both take a shot at guessing it right out of the box, right? No multiple choices given. Then it's a 2-point shot. If you want to, and we're going to do this going forward here, if you want to hear the multiple choices and take a 1-point shot at it, you got to say
okay.
So.
Okay.
All right, because okay. They, just coming in and saying, oh,
that's the way you described it earlier, it sounded like it would be no choice or no options, first guesses, and then there would be a second round of guessing with options.
Well, right, but you didn't give me a second to give you the options.
Well, I didn't need the options.
Okay, so you want to take your 1 point for that?
So,
you want right, to take your 1 point for that?
Well, I think for the doctors, because there's only five,
yep.
we end up with three options at the end of it. So yeah. I think the doctors, it's pretty much a one and done. Whereas the companions,
yeah, so maybe doctors are only worth 1 point.
Or the ancillary characters, yeah.
Haley, to answer your question, I think guessing it cold without even being given the multiple choices, you know, are the three multiple choices, which is what I was going to give you, is still a 2-point. Catch. If you can nail it right off the bat, that's still a 2. So Jay, what are you saying? Should we give her the 1 point for narrowing it down to the 11th on the second go round?
Sure, she can have a
mercy point.
I will gladly take that pity point.
a point called mercy from Series 7. All right. Mm-hmm. So Jay, you get the next one here.
Okay.
This is a doctor's quote. I know their lives are short, I understand, but those lives do matter.
Oh crap. I want to say it was 12.
It was 12. Nice. From The Woman Who Lived, Series 9, when he's trying to talk to a Shilder about the value of human life, even though there are these, you know, frail little temporal things. Nicely done.
I knew that one.
Okay, 2 points. Jay takes a lead. Haley, this is your chance to regain. This is a non-doctor quote, okay? When I say giant, I don't mean big. I mean flippin' enormous.
Clara.
It is not Clara. Jay, opportunity to steal for 2 points if you know who that was. When I say giant, I don't mean big. I mean flippin' enormous.
I'm going to go with first instinct, Bill.
It was not Bill. Okay. Haley, I'm going to give you your multiple choices to choose from. Okay. Good for a point if you can guess it up from among these three. Was that quote from Donna Noble, Mickey Smith, or Graham? When I say giant, I don't mean big. I mean flipping enormous.
I think it was... Donna.
It was Donna from Unicorn and the Wasp.
Okay.
Talking about the size of their stingers.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Series 4. All right, so...
I thought Clara had said it about the T-Rex.
That doesn't sound like a Clara thing to say.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounded like... I just went with, like, it sounded like something Bill might say.
Mm. Yeah, Donna was my second guess, though, because she's the only one I could think of saying flippin'.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay. So tied it up at 2 points, right?
Yep.
Okay. Jay. This is a non-doctor quote, by the way.
Okay.
I probably should tell you I'm not human.
Nardal?
It was Nardal, right out of the box. Nicely done from the Dr. Falls as he's getting hit on by one of the locals. Nice. All right, another 2 points for Jay. Showing some strength here, Haley. You're going to have to...
Giving him the easy ones.
All right, well, I'm giving you a 1 in 5 shot here because it's a doctor quote, okay?
Okay.
Because if there's one thing you shouldn't have done, you shouldn't have let me press all those buttons.
Is that 10?
That was 10 from Family of Blood, Series 3.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Still love that story. Yeah. I've been talking about that story a lot in the last couple of weeks.
I knew that one, too. I was waiting for you to miss.
You're two
over.
I have known off the bat, too.
Nice. All right, Jay. Well, here's your chance. Okay. It is a doctor's quote. It's you who are desecrating this planet. I know who you are. I know what you do. And it's not happening here. Leave these people alone. They're under my protection now.
Oh, man. I need to go back and watch Series 11 again because I'm thinking it's 13.
But it was 13. From Demons of the Punjab. All right, doctor quotes are apparently Jay's strong suit, so he's good when he's narrowed down to 1 in 5.
Hey, I got Nardal.
That's true. All right, Haley, this is also a doctor's quote.
Okay.
Listen, there are moments in every civilization's history in which the whole path of that civilization is decided. The whole future path, whatever future humanity might have, depends upon the choice that is made right here and right now.
You said that was a doctor quote?
It was a doctor's quote.
Okay.
Whatever future humanity might have depends upon the choice that is made right here.
12.
It was 12. From Kill the Moon.
From
Kill the Moon.
The Moon.
I should have just said, dang it. Listen.
I tried so hard to block that out, and then it had to come crawling back.
Well, you know, I'm going to have to keep, you know, every once in a while, I could keep reminding you folks, take out the trash. All right. Jay.
Yep.
Someday you could just walk past a Fez.
That would be Clara.
Correct. From Day of the Doctor.
Yep.
Nicely done. I put that in there because I could have just as easily been Amy, really. But
yeah.
All right.
Or River.
Yeah, or rumor, yeah. Haley, okay, here we are. This is a non-doctor quote, by the way. Lovely name, Rory. First boy I ever fancied was called Rory.
Was it Amy?
It was not Amy. I think that's why I included it, because this one's kind of tricky. Jay, you think you know?
Oh, I thought I knew. My first guess was Amy, because it sounded like the thing from, was it the Wedding of River Song, when they didn't know each other. Oh, man. Was it Clara?
Well, technically, yes.
Okay, Oswin.
It was Oswin. Souffle girl from Asylum of the Daleks. Yeah, she kind of flirts with him a little bit. And, yep.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Cool. Jace.
So he gets 2 for that, right?
Yes. Yeah, because he got that in the first pass.
I'm 2 points ahead right now.
You're 3 points ahead. No.
I'm 3 points ahead?
You have 10. No. I have 6. You're 4 points ahead.
Oh, dang.
Mally with the game honesty. Wow. Amazing. Wow. yeah, 2 points, 2 points. Yeah, sure.
Somebody's going to go back and listen to this and actually like keep counting. They're like, where did these people learn math?
All right. So,
in the South.
Yeah, educational system. All right, Jay, this is your shot at first pass on this one. It is a doctor's quote.
That's right, I stole that.
7:12, local time, as promised. Go and enjoy yourself. Don't do anything I wouldn't do.
That was 11, wasn't it?
Incorrect.
No.
Haley?
Mm.
7:12, local time, as promised. Go and enjoy yourself. Don't do anything I wouldn't.
10.
Incorrect. All right.
I know it then.
All right. So that leaves you with your multiple choices, Jay. It is either...
One of the other doctors.
Yeah. 9th, 12th, or 13th.
That would have been 12th.
It was 12th from Time Heist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole point was, Clara didn't really want to go on this caper. Doctor assured her that she would get back in time for her date.
Mm-hmm.
And they went and robbed a bank. Okay. Whose round is this one now? I'm losing track of this. This is Haley's, right?
It's Haley. Mine, yes.
I'm up by 5.
Okay. This is a non...
No, by 6. Never mind. You only get one point for that.
Yeah. Sorry. 1 point for that one. So non-doctor quote on this one. It's just wrong. Those bodies were living people. We should respect them even in death.
Rose?
It was Rose.
Yes.
From the Unquiet.
Talking about Cybermen? Oh.
Yeah. No, this is...
I knew that one, too.
Going back when she was dealing with the ghosts and talking things over with Gwyneth. So you were already like leaping to Cybermen, which is why some of the multiple choices I was putting in there were things like Martha and Bill. You could have used those as other possible choices because I could have muddied the waters a bit. But.
Yeah.
Okay. So Haley scoops up 2 points to keep herself within 3, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Good. Yep. All right. So Jay, here you go. You have a doctor's quote on this one.
Okay.
We're not dealing with something that wants to conquer or destroy. There's a lot of things that you need to get across this universe. Warp drive, wormhole, refractors. You know the thing you need most of all? You need a hand to hold.
Oh, that was 11.
Incorrect. Haley?
No.
Do you need to hear the quote again?
I think it was 9.
Incorrect. All right, so Jay, I'm giving you your remaining options as your multiple choices here.
Okay,
The thing you need most of all, you need a hand to hold.
It's that.
You've got a comfortable lead. You can just take a shot at this.
Well, no, I'm like, it had to have been 11. That was from the Almost People, wasn't it?
Incorrect.
Didn't he say 11 last time?
I did.
He did. He's just sticking to it. He's just
doubling down.
He's just strong harming us in. No, it was 11. I reject your reality and substitute my own.
Okay, so I'm going to say 10.
It was 10.
That's not fair.
Which,
I don't know if I want to give you that one. That was brutal. It was from Fear Her, which is the reason why I put it in there. It was because I knew that not only did it sound a lot like something like either 11 or my other possibility, 13 might have said, but... But yes, since we try to block out Fear Her, we don't often remember the quotes from it.
No, I could have sworn that was from Almost People. Like, I'm playing the scene in my head, but all right.
Yep.
I'm giving you the point, but in protest.
I don't know if I'm giving him the point.
Well, I mean, technically it was my second guess.
Yeah. No, technically your second guess was the same as your first guess.
No! All right.
No, it really was 11.
Heck, all right. Whose turn is this now?
It's mine.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a non-doctor quote. There's going to be a war tomorrow. And here's some news. This just in. We're going to win the hell out of it.
I think that was Clara.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to back up on this one. I'm going to throw this one out. You know why? I'm going to throw this one out because I had forgot I put this one in here where I wasn't going to give you any indication as to whether this was a doctor or a non-doctor quote. And so I apologize to you. This was actually the doctor. But let me flip that around then. Let me phrase this and I'll reframe it as a doctor quote. I'll at least give you that much because this that could have also very easily been Jack Harkness. It could have even been Amy Pond or something like that. But I will say that this is the doctor. Can you identify which iteration?
Okay. Can you say the quote again?
Yes. There's going to be a war tomorrow and here's some news. This just in. We're going to win the hell out of it.
I think 11.
Sorry, that is incorrect.
Okay.
Jay, do you know your doctor?
Was it 12?
It was 12. From The Girl Who Dies. When they were preparing all the Vikings to take on the non-Jadoon, the Mira. Yeah. Okay. So, Jay, this is your shot at a 2-point. Non-doctor quote confirmed. I looked over my options. Okay. Non-doctor quote. Am I just supposed to sit here for the rest of my life waiting for you? Because I will.
Oh, I know this is probably wrong, but I'm going to say Martha.
Incorrect. Haley?
It seems like the obvious guess, but I think Rory?
It was not Rory.
Okay.
Okay. So, Jay, I'm going to turn it back over to you, and I'm going to give you multiple choices to work with here.
Okay.
Was that Rose, Danny, or Mickey?
Mickey.
It was Mickey from Boomtown. Mm-hmm. When he finally comes to the realization that that he is definitely second fiddle to the doctor at this point.
He is the tin dog.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So, Haley, you got this one right at the top. It is a doctor's quote.
Okay.
Then you'll know that there is a line in the sand and I'm the man on the other side of it. You want to keep me that way.
I always have it narrowed down to 2 doctors.
One of them may be right.
Yeah. 10.
It was not 10. Jay?
Can you give me the quote again?
You'll know that there is a line in the sand, and I'm the man on the other side of it. You want to keep me that way.
11.
Not 11.
Dang it.
All right. So, Haley, there's an obvious pronoun in this that narrows it down to 2 options for you.
9.
It was not 9.
What?
Jay?
Shot in the Dark, 12?
It was 12 from Lie of the Land, series 10. Yeah. Was having his face off with the monks of Veritas there.
That would be why we blocked it out.
It seems to be those are the ones that tend to get to around round two or so. Anything having to do with like Fear Her, Lyland.
See, mostly it's been like, I don't really remember this. It must be from like the first five or six series.
Consider yourselves lucky that I threw out two quotes I was going to use from Sleep No More. So you're welcome.
Oh, geez. I just started twitching.
Yeah. All right.
I don't know what you're talking about. There's never been an episode called Sleep No More.
Nope. Never heard of it. Okay. Who's got this next round? Is this Haley, this is yours at the start?
No, I think it's Jay's.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Because we were interrupted.
We just went through four doctors to get that one.
Okay. All right, Jay. Non-doctor quote.
Okay.
What do we do? We only came to rescue two people. There's dozens in there. How are we going to get them all out?
Oh, wow.
Seems like a really familiar statement.
Oh, geez. Oh, wow. I have absolutely no clue.
Take a shot for want of 2 points.
I'm going to try Nardal.
It was not Nardal.
Okay. I didn't think so.
Okay. Haley, what do we do? We only came to rescue two people. There's dozens in there. How are we going to get them all out?
Maybe Captain Jack?
Not Captain Jack. All right, so going around to the multiple choice options, Jay, was that quote from Donna Noble, Martha, or Ryan?
Martha.
It was not Martha. Haley, option for a point here, Donna or Ryan?
Donna.
It was not Donna. It was Ryan.
No, it was your right.
From Battle of Ranskorev Kolos. Mm-hmm. All right, interesting. Yeah. Series 11 stuff is kind of...
So we got us stumped.
The most recent episode we watched, and we couldn't figure that one out. The second most, I guess.
Yes, the penultimate, yeah. All right, this is the last round I've got here. So we will see how we can wrap up on this one. Whose go is it? Jay, is it you out of the box on this one?
It is Jay's go.
Okay. All right. Non-doctor quote. I was promised.
No, wait. This is Haley's. Oh, sorry.
This is Haley's? Okay.
Yeah.
I need you people to keep track of this stuff. I honestly.
Oh, that's right. Because we both got all of that one wrong. All right. So I start.
So Haley, chance to bring yourself closer so you don't lose by quite as much. I was promised amazing worlds. Instead, I get Duff central heating and a weird kitcheny wind-up device.
Rose?
It was not Rose. Jay?
Amy.
No, but I can see where you're going with that. Haley, here's your multiple choices to choose from. I'll give you the quote again. I was promised amazing worlds. Instead, I get Duff central heating and a weird kitcheny wind-up device. Was that Donna, Rory, or Bill?
There's one I know for sure it isn't. It sounds like something Donna would say.
But it was not Donna. So, Jay?
It was Rory.
It was Rory from Amy's Choice in Series 5.
And that's exactly the episode I was thinking.
I just included it
because... I haven't seen that episode in a long time. I don't remember it at all.
Yeah, but it just sounded like that's a line where you wouldn't expect Rory to complain like that. It's a very out-of-character kind of statement for him, which is why I wanted to throw it
in there. That's why I defaulted to Amy. I was like, it couldn't have been Rory that said that. Yeah. No.
He's starting to channel her at this point. There you go. So, yeah, cool. So what was our final point tally?
I don't know.
It wasn't important. I drew a carrot, and I got a couple of the squiggly marks and a paperclip.
The final score was 15-8.
Wow. Definitive.
Almost doubled it. Dang it.
Wow, look at
that close.
Jay beating himself up. I did not win definitively enough. Wow, what a jerk victory.
Oh, man.
But okay.
It's the Ravenclaw in me.
I think next time, if we ever come back to this, we'll have to go back to what Jay, I think we were talking about this offline, about how we did it back the first time around.
Yeah, we each had our selections.
Yeah, and we would throw it around and try to stump each other. And points just completely flew out the window because it got so complicated to track after a while. What the hell with it?
Oh, yeah, no.
Huh. All right.
It's just bragging rights at that point.
Yeah, exactly. But it's an interesting learning lesson, at least it was for me, on identifying how much commonality there was between some of the doctor's iterations. You know, put in the right circumstances, you get a quote that sounds, you know, oh, that's definitively the 11th doctor because it's, you know, this, that, and the other. Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Well, 13 spoke really kind of the same way under the same, you know, moments of duress or what have you. Or you know, companions that have the same kind of reaction to certain circumstances. So, kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. I like it.
All right. Unfortunately, this is kind of weird, but we actually don't have any news this week.
Yeah. The stuff I've been seeing going around are either just kind of statements about, well, here's what everybody else is doing during their downtime, things like that. Or, here's we're preparing for some DVD releases and stuff like that. But nothing's actually releasing at the moment. Even the realm of Big Finish has been a little quiet this week.
Which I was going to say, it's like normally we can always count on Big Finish to like announce something amazing. Right.
Titan Comics in a pinch dropping some big anthology on us. But no, it's been a little quiet. So, but I mean, if you want to go out there and find some articles about some stuff that's going on, cancellations that are happening for Chicago TARDIS, stuff like that. I'm sure some of that's going on. But it's actually not Chicago TARDIS because they haven't even started announcing a lot of things yet. But what was it? The Dallas Con. What's that big Dallas Con that's going on there? Fan Expo. Yeah, they're already announcing some cancellations. But I guess Matt Smith was scheduled, and as is often the case, because his career is just massive right now, he had to tap out. But he recorded this really nice video message to everybody that was hoping to see him there as a kind of an apology, which is never done. I mean, that's really kind of an unprecedented, very classy move. But anyway.
It's almost like he understands that, taking care of fans is important.
He's always top-notch. It's kind of funny
how that's like that's like started to become a trend ever since, since Tenet.
Yeah.
Have you guys been listening to his podcast?
Yes.
Quite good.
Yes.
I'm a couple.
Especially the latest one.
Oh, with Michael Sheen?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm a few behind.
I saw that one drop. I haven't listened to it yet, but yes.
I just finished the Samantha Bee one.
Yeah.
That one was fun.
So good. So good.
I've really enjoyed like hitting the end of the episode when they do the little snippet of, coming next and trying to pick out who it is that he's doing.
Right.
Exactly. Cause I was ashamed when like I heard the voice and I was like, she sounds really familiar. Why do I not like, why can't I play? And it turned out to be Jodie Whittaker. I was like, somebody take my card. Cause
well,
I'm a bad Whovian.
Well, in that defense, though, she was letting the accent roll full tilt. So, maybe you're just not prepared to handle that much North.
She was not speaking that much English.
Jeez. All right. Well, next week we'll be coming back with our classic rewatch.
Yes.
We're getting up to The Invisible Enemy.
Yep. Getting into some fun ones. All good. All good.
Yeah. All right. Well. This has been episode 331 of Gallifrey Public Radio. Until next week, this is Jay saying, do what I do. Hold on tight and pretend it's a plan.
And this is Kier saying, in the immortal words of William Shakespeare, in a gotta da vida, baby, don't you know that I love you?
And this is Haley saying, next time we do this, we should try the accents.
We'll see you guys next week.
Al-Z.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us for another episode of Gallifrey Public Radio. Join us each week for new episodes. We love getting feedback from listeners, so don't hesitate to share your thoughts with us. You can email us at feedback@gallifreypublicradio.com, tell us on Twitter @GallifreyRadio, or on Facebook @facebook.com/GallifreyPublicRadio. You can also leave us a voicemail for inclusion in future shows at 210-802-1477. That's 210-802-1GPR. You should also go to GunnaGeek.com and check out lots of other high-quality geek-centric shows, or visit forums.GunnaGeek.com to talk about anything geeky with us or the community.
Consider our quips and remarks to be the epitome of wit.
Stop.
But it all winds up going down the
tube.
Do what?
Epitome.
What?
Epitome. It's the epitome of wit.
Look, it was a really freaking long day, okay?
Yeah. Well, I figured you'd want to be recorded saying it correctly.
Thank you.
I think Jay saying the epitome of wit is actually quite brilliant. It should be his new intro.
Epitome. I wrote this book. It's an epitome. It's really heavy. Okay. Take two.
All right.